The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
You are listening to the best of the Dennis Prager Show. My dear friends, this is Dennis Prager, and this is Thanksgiving. And this is live radio. On Thanksgiving, because I believe, as much as I rather have slept in personally, I believe more than ever, that it is my duty as one simple American to try to make the holidays of our country as meaningful as possible for those of you listening to radio on these holiday days. And so I'm broadcasting and I welcome you to my program. If you are new to my show, today is a bit different because it is about, in the largest and broadest sense, Thanksgiving. My favorite, in many ways, my favorite American holiday. Everybody celebrates it. Or let's put it this way. There is no good reason for anybody not to celebrate it. You have to defend yourself if you don't. That's how I would look at it. And I don't mean defend yourself against any, God forbid, physical attack, but defend yourself ethically, morally, Americanly. Why would you not celebrate Thanksgiving? Welcome to the program. We talk about everything in life on the show, and I guess in a certain sense, even today, that might be true, because the ramifications of giving thanks are so awesome in your personal life, your family life, your friendship life, and as Americans. Nevertheless, today is about this terrific and awesome day, Thanksgiving, a day set aside, and thank God Congress didn't mess it up by making it a Monday, so that we have a long weekend. Now, it's got to be this Thursday every year because it is set. And it was set from the origins of our country that you take a day to thank God for all of the bounty that we have as Americans. It's a quintessentially American holiday. A dear friend of mine who was French said, no, we don't have a Thanksgiving in France. Although he was very self-deprecating, humorous, and said, we have a you're welcome giving day where everybody can thank us. I thought that was a terrific line. No, we don't have a you're welcome day. We have a thanks day. I love that fact. By the way, it would be interesting later on in the program to hear from people who do not celebrate it and what reason you can give. I mean, there are reasons not to celebrate. I don't know. I can't think of reasons not to celebrate some of the other holidays, but this one in particular. I mean, even if you're an atheist, you certainly want to give thanks for being an American. You may not have a God to thank, but it doesn't mean you can't give thanks. Although I have covered that over the course of years. Whom do you thank if you don't believe in God? And I guess what you do is, and this is not meant as an accusation, I guess the answer is that you feel thankful. Even if there is no object of your gratitude, you can still feel thankful. You can still say, I am lucky to have been born in this country. I want to talk to you about luck being born in this country, or not being born, since so many of you have not been, but being an American. The luck about it. I think part of the reason I know how lucky is because I know other countries pretty well. Aside from the fact that I've been to about 80 countries, I have a keen awareness of how evil is the norm, how cruelty is the norm on so much of our planet. And it is not the norm in this particular country of the United States of America. You can talk to me at any time by dialing 1-8-PRAGER-776. Needless to say, it should be easier on a holiday to get into my show, but you can never tell, so let me give you that number. 1-8-PRAGER-776 or 1-877-243-7776. I want to read to you the proclamation of President George Washington in 1789 on October 3rd. This is how he proclaimed it a national holiday. By the President of the United States of America, proclamation. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God. Now, do you notice the beginning here? Do you realize how saturated our origins are with religion? By religion, I don't only mean, of course, Christianity, the specific expression, or as we correctly note today, in terms of values, Judeo-Christian, in terms of religion, Christian. Values, Judeo-Christian, religion, Christianity, God, the God of Israel. That is the God that this society was founded worshiping. If you remove God from the origins, except if you actually distort history, which has been known to happen in your college classroom. But if you would want to remove God from the essence of America, you are in fact changing. You are, in fact, changing the country. It would be as if you were to remove democracy. Does anybody argue that we should not have the vote in this country? Nobody argues that. To remove God from the equation of what is American is not a matter of, in my opinion, and I often say those words, but in reality, it is as structurally dangerous, as structurally dishonest to the structure of America, as if you would remove the vote. Imagine somebody saying, you know, it's true we did have the vote, but in fact, we don't need it any longer. We can get along in this country without having the American people vote. It would be considered absurd, but to me it is as logically absurd to remove God from America as it would be to remove the vote. This is how we're founded. This is what makes us what we are. That doesn't mean that atheists are excluded any more than somebody who doesn't vote is not excluded from the American family, if you want to use that term. It's not a way of excluding. That is the way it is often referred to by people who wish to remove God from the American equation. It's not a matter of excluding atheists. The idea is absurd. An atheist is as much an American as anybody else. Nobody ever denied that. Nor did anybody ever claim that everyone who believes in God is a terrific person or a terrific American. But the atheist is as capable as anyone of acknowledging the centrality of God to the American identity. This is what it means to be American. This is what America is about. President George Washington begins the proclamation, whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, the duty of all nations. Not just this nation, because those who believe in this God believe in a God who judges all peoples, including those who don't believe in him, to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favor. That is what it is the duty of all nations to do. That is why this country has been different for 213 years. Or 200, how many? 227. Whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committee, this is President Washington, 1789, requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Now notice that it was both houses of Congress who initiated the idea. You can't even say, well, maybe Washington was exceptional in his God-centeredness. No, it was the two houses of Congress who asked him to make such a holiday. Now, therefore, do I recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th of November next, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be. I will continue with the proclamation, and I will take your calls at 1-8-PRAGER-776 and talk to you about gratitude and much more on the Dennis Prager Show. Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question, and the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients, each helping your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's right there, approaching from four different angles, maybe why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it, and they've ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF, the number 4-RELIEF, to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Everybody, this is Dennis Prager. Thanksgiving, and the lines are open because I broadcast on the holidays. They are very important days. By the way, later on, not even that much later, I am going to explain why holidays are so important and how, in our lack of wisdom, we have forgotten that fact. Holidays are meant to be observed. They are not meant to be days off. It is a very important distinction. They're not just rest days. That's a byproduct. When George Washington declared this holiday, it was to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favor. Not in order not to work one day. And it is, I will ask you to start calling. This is extremely urgent as well. About how your children are taught it in their schools. I mentioned earlier this week about a school that banned Indian costumes and pilgrim costumes because one parent had complained. What is wrong? Indians did not have a specific form of dress? What, did Indians wear suits? Did pilgrims wear jeans? I tell you, we are in the hands of fools very often, transmitting this most delicate, precious gem, the heritage of our nation, and the people in charge of doing so don't do it. That is the purpose of holidays, is to remember what your nation is about. Let me repeat that. That is the purpose of a holiday, to remember what the purpose of your nation is about. You take a day off and you enjoy it, of course, but you remember what it is about. A Thanksgiving without giving thanks, especially for being an American, which is what it is about, is not Thanksgiving. It's a Thursday off. Get angry about it. I do. You know why I get angry about it? Because I have the understanding of the rarity of the United States. I have the understanding of how thin the line separating civilization and barbarity is. That's why. I don't take the country for granted. That's the point. I know that if you rip out from under God in the pledge, if you rip out the Ten Commandments enough, you will be left with nothing. You will be left with Belgium on American soil. Pointless. Futureless. Driftless. Meaningless. A place for bureaucrats to meet. That's what will happen when you rip out God, as the ACLU and many others would like to do, from our culture. That, you see, the problem with these people is not that they're bad. It's that they're not bright. They don't understand that they are destroying that which made them possible. They truly don't understand. You almost want to say, forgive them, Lord, they do not know what they do. As they crucify the country, to use that metaphor that I just used it from, took it from, they don't know what they're doing. They think they're doing good. That somehow in America, in the image of Belgium and France and Holland, is a good place. 1-8-PRAGER-776. I will read to you as the day goes on some more of the George Washington Proclamation and much else. But I do like to talk to you on these holidays, and I will take some calls. And let us go to Terry in Glendale, California. Terry, Dennis Prager, a happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, and God bless you, Dennis.
Yes, I knew who you were.
You are one
of my oldest callers.
You've been saying, I was blessed to grow up in a family where Thanksgiving is a big celebration, and my grandfather, born in Italy, but he always reminded us of what the story was, and we grew up with that. But that would be like kind of my macro comment about the importance of it with respect to our big history. But my micro comment is, to the degree that one is able to develop or cultivate an attitude of gratitude, one increases one's ability to be happy and experience happiness.
You didn't happen to hear that from me.
Well, you and I are on the same page on a lot of things. Not everything, but a lot of things.
I know. That's why I said you're one of the longest-standing callers in my life, and it is great to open Thanksgiving with you, my dear Terry. But I'm certainly not the one to first come up with the idea. It's just that it's so central to my thinking. You can't be happy, and I wrote a book on happiness, and you can't be happy if you're not grateful. Gratitude is the source, and I'm going to talk about that later. And happy people, as you know, my belief, because we have an hour on happiness on this program every week on Friday, and happy people just make the world better. They are far more likely to do so than the unhappy. I walk around, I am delirious about being, having had the luck to be born and raised and live in this country. Now, can every single one of 70 million Americans say that? Is everybody? No, not every single one. But a proportion of people larger than anywhere on earth, I believe, and a number larger, can say, I can't believe how lucky I am that this is the place that I have been raised in and allow myself to be. Or have been allowed to be, not allow myself. Richard, also in Los Angeles, California. The phone number 1-8-PRAGER-776. Richard Dennis Prager, hi.
Hello, Dennis. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Calling about a couple of things. Actually, I was talking to my rabbi yesterday, and I remember I had asked him about this before. I'd asked him whether he celebrates Thanksgiving.
Right.
He is an Orthodox Jew.
Right.
And he specifically does not do any of the American holidays at all. He does only Jewish holidays. I never really got as far as exactly why, except I believe that his Jewish and Judaism, even though he's an American, is what is preeminent in his life, and the American holidays to him are not something that an Orthodox Jew celebrates. Do you know anything about this yourself?
There are members of, I know Jehovah's Witnesses, for example, have a policy of not celebrating any national holidays of any nation.
Mm-hmm.
They feel that for some reason it is anti-biblical. And there may be others who have religious scruples about it. But you're, of course, he's not on the lines, and you know,
right.
I can't come in without hearing his side. But if
right.
you're accurately portraying what he says, he's a fool.
Yeah,
he's an ingrate and a fool. And I began by saying not everybody who believes in God is wise
right.
any more than every atheist is a fool. But here's an example of a religious fool. Don't start me. Just don't start me. All I can tell you is I was raised an Orthodox Jew, and Thanksgiving was a holy day in our home. We'll be back in a moment. 1-8-PRAGER-776. I get approached by many companies wanting me to endorse their products or services, but I actually reached out to NerveRenew on my own. I wanted them to know that their product helped the nerve damage in my feet so much that after using it for about a year, I stopped using the shoe inserts that were prescribed for me and worked after needing them for almost 10 years. It's bad suffering through pins and needles, numbness, or burning in your hands or feet from nerve damage. It's not fun going through life with this tingling in your hands or feet, with this numbness. So that is why I so strongly advocate that you try Nerve Renew by going to TryNerveRenew.com. Nerve Renew greatly helped me, and over the last 10 years has helped over 300,000 people. They're so confident their product can help you, they offer a 2-week trial of their product and a 1-year money-back guarantee. Go to TryNerveRenew.com. Order your 2-week trial now. That's TryNerveRenew.com. TryNerveRenew.com. Angel Tree, where they give Christmas and they give gifts to the children of people in prison. Go to the Angel Tree banner at DennisPrager.com. Call 888-206-2801. 888-206-2801. All righty, everybody. Dennis Prager here. Both dialoguing with you on this Thanksgiving Day with live radio and also reading to you the President Washington Proclamation. And if any of you know anybody else who isn't celebrating or you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, I'd love to hear from you. As it happens, even today it's tough to get in. But still, you should give a try at 1-8-PRAGER-776. I'll try to clear up lines. I would love to know what objection anybody could have to celebrating Thanksgiving. What, religious or national or personal? You know, there is one. There is one. And I admit to an ambivalence about that. And that is an American Indian. I can't force upon an American Indian whose culture was decimated because of the arrival of the European on this continent, to have with no ambivalence a feeling about the United States. I understand that. I do. I would not say that about the African American. I think that even though the origins of blacks in America are of course filled with so much cruelty, the cruelty of slavery, a black person can be profoundly, in fact, ought to be, profoundly grateful for living in this country. What would be better, to live in Africa? That would be the choice. I always recommend Out of America, that extraordinary book by by a black journalist at the Washington Post, Keith Richburg. Every American should read that book on how lucky he feels that his ancestors came here even though they came on slave ships, that without one iota diminishing their suffering, he is so lucky to be in America and an American. But an American Indian whose culture has been decimated by and large, I understand their ambivalence. But if you're not American Indian, and even many American Indians feel themselves very lucky to be, nevertheless, in this country. Look, let's be honest, folks. Let us say the European didn't come to North America. Think it would have remained just buffalo and a few Indians forever? I mean, please, let's be realistic. Somebody would have come just as the Indians came. They didn't arise out of the ground in North America themselves. Every place has been populated by people who have replaced the indigenous culture. Every place on earth. That's just the way life is. But beyond that, I would be curious to know if anybody does, in fact, celebrate it. Does not celebrate it. All righty, let's go to some more of your calls here. Actually, you know what? I am going to go to some more of the proclamation. Then I'm going to take some more of your calls because I am going to have to clear up some lines. Folks, if the line is cleared up, because it's only because I'm looking for some other calls and I don't want you to feel insulted in any way, shape, or form, okay? So we'll just have to, because I don't want to politicize the program too much either, although politics can enter it. Joe in Los Angeles as well. Joe, Dennis Prager, hi.
Hi, Dennis. Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
I'm calling regarding your previous caller who mentioned that his rabbi doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Okay, I'm an Orthodox Jew, and I do celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah, almost every Orthodox Jew I ever knew did.
That's probably right. But I think, just to give you like a, I celebrate Thanksgiving, 4th of July, but I don't celebrate Yom HaTzmaut, which is Israel's Independence Day.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I don't celebrate that is because I feel that was the Zionists at that time, it was specifically an anti-religious.
Wow, you're quite on the right theologically. No, you really are. Because do you feel that Israel shouldn't exist?
Oh, no, absolutely. I'm a 100% supporter of Israel.
Oh, you just don't celebrate it as a religious holiday.
Oh, exactly.
That's a separate issue. Anyway, that's an intra-Jewish issue, which is not critical.
Right.
But you would not, can you even explain why that man's rabbi would not?
Yes. I think there's a lot of thought, especially from a lot of the immigrants from Europe, that anything that a Christian country would establish as a holiday, we're not going to have any part of.
That's exactly right. It's called bigotry.
You probably.
It is.
It's all,
I know where it comes from. I know as well as you do. But I know. But it is, they're not living in Europe.
You're right, exactly.
Let them, you know, wake up and smell the roses. They're living in a country that has treated Jews the best in the history of Jewry.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely they should.
No.
But that's one more comment.
Yep.
Is that we have two Thanksgiving dinners. We usually have a smaller dinner Thursday night and our big turkey dinner Friday night. And the reason is because I feel bad eating turkey leftovers for the Sabbath.
Oh, okay, fine. That's fascinating. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Dennis Prager. Dennis Prager here on Thanksgiving, 1-8-PRAGER-776. I broadcast because I want to honor the day and help make it meaningful to those of you listening to the radio today. Let's go to Sonia in Glendale, California. California calling in early today. Hello, Sonia.
Hi, Mr. Prager. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you to you too, Sonia.
I want to tell you that you speak from my heart and God bless you for that.
Thank you.
I bet you speak from a lot of people's hearts.
I hope so.
And my whole family. And my family, we have immigrated from Baghdad.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing I don't understand, we all immigrated to this country because we love what it stands for.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why would people be against it or the, including the holidays.
It's astonishing. I don't believe, Sonia, in the history of the world, has a as large a number of ungrateful people been made as in this country.
No, I don't think so. But what I want to say, if those countries that we all immigrated from were not worse than this country, this country is the best country. Otherwise, we would have immigrated to different countries. And I always wonder, if this country changed from what it is or what it was, what would I advise my children to immigrate to which country? I mean, there is no country
better
than this.
Of course. That's what I always say that to people. Just imagine the world if a meteor destroyed America.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just pray to God, and I do all I can to help this country to stay the way it is. It's okay, it can be improved, but not bring it back to where we came from. So why would we immigrate it to begin with?
That, my dear, it is so logical that I have no answers to those questions. Because those ungrateful to this country, those who cannot say thank you, God, for being an American, they are psychologically explainable. There is no other explanation. It's in their psyche. Something is wrong. God bless you, Sonia.
God bless you, and God bless America.
That's correct. God bless America. By the way, I wonder if you folks are aware, President Bush spent Thanksgiving in Baghdad. Just to me here. President Bush made a secret Thanksgiving Day trip to Baghdad, Iraq on Thursday. So Thursday, that's obviously ahead of our time. He might still be there or on his way back. And that must have been quite dramatic. Little is known immediately about the commander-in-chief's visit or how long he stayed in Iraq, but the trip coincided with traditional American Thanksgiving Day activities back home, of course, and so on. Very interesting that the president went there. I think that's a beautiful thing that he did, and they kept it quite under wraps. By and large, this administration is capable of keeping secrets, which is a very important thing. And let's go to Christine in La Jolla, California. And, oh, isn't that interesting? Okay, I'll figure that out. All right, Christine, thank you for calling. Hello, Dennis Prager on Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
I hope you guys enjoy it.
Thank you.
I just want to say that you were asking about education earlier, and I completely agree that public education is a huge disservice. I'm only 20 years old, and I don't ever remember owning a social studies book that had these great documents that you're quoting from.
Yeah.
I don't even remember having one that had the entire Declaration of Independence in it.
Yeah, it may well be. And well, they are written by, first of all, they're written by groups that have to appeal to the politically correct educational establishment. And politically correct today means don't celebrate America. You can celebrate every other culture, but you don't celebrate America, and you don't celebrate the God that America has worshipped. You don't celebrate the religion that has dominated American life.
I think it just, our education sets us up to believe what other people say about a topic, not to ever research a topic. Like on the television news, we never know what President Bush says. We just know what everyone thinks about it.
Christine, you are light years ahead of most people in realizing that. That's why I haven't watched television news in 35 years since your age.
All right, well,
thank you very much. What? I'm sorry?
Have a great holiday.
Yes, you too. Thank you very much. Yep, that's correct. That's what the news is. That's why it's good to read what they said. She is so right. Now, let's see here. John, tell me exactly where you're calling from.
Calling from Wellesley, Massachusetts, Dennis.
And what are you, now, let's see, what are you listening on WTTT? What are you listening on?
Exactly, WTTT. And I just want to say God bless you, and I'll tell you, you're one of the most amazing talk show personalities that I've come across, and I'm telling everybody about you.
Well, that means a lot. TTT is going to make a major statement in Massachusetts.
I hope so. And listen, Dennis, I don't want to take too much of your time because I'm sure, you know, and by the way, thanks for being here live on Thanksgiving. I really appreciate
Thank you. It is a little tiny thing that I have taken on myself years ago to broadcast every holiday. Go ahead.
By the way, before I tell you, what I want to try to return the favor of being thankful for your, well, I don't know if I want to call it a ministry, but I almost feel that
That's sweet. Yes, go ahead.
But I did really enjoy that show with Charles, was it Charles Murray there?
Oh, was that extraordinary?
It was very good. And in that regard, I think I'm going to name a couple of people that I think you'd really enjoy. The first fellow I think you may have heard of, his name is Jacques Ellul.
Yes, Jacques Ellul, right? Go on.
And I think he's one of the greatest minds of ever. And actually, it's too bad because he's a polymath of unrivaled capabilities. And unfortunately, I just don't think he gets the credit that he deserves because actually it was through, I don't know if you know this, but he became known to the public in this country through the good offices of Aldous Huxley, because Aldous Huxley was blown away by his work, one of his works called The Technological Society, but he also had quite a few biblical, he wrote a lot on the Bible, and his biblical commentaries are excellent, and I believe he's one of the greatest Protestant theologians that the world has ever seen. And and the interesting thing, Dennis, I think what was a little bit disappointing is that this fellow, Ellul, he wrote a book called A Christian for Israel, and I think it's one of the most greatest books written on the subject.
Well, thank you. I'm going to try to introduce him to my listeners. Bless you, John. Great to have calls from WTTT out there in Boston. 1-8-PRAGER-776. I want to continue with the Washington Proclamation. Much more coming up on this Thanksgiving. We have to honor it on the Dennis Prager Show. I love to hear expressions of gratitude for being in America on this Thanksgiving. So those are calls that will get priority, as well as I'm curious if you know people who refuse to celebrate Thanksgiving. I'd like to hear about them or from you if you are one of them. Now, this is this Kamen? Is that your name in San Diego?
Yes, it is, Dennis.
Hi, Kamen. Where are you from?
I was born in Jamaica, and I lived there for about 6 years.
Uh-huh.
Then my parents immigrated to Canada,
right.
And I grew up there. I met my husband, who's an American, and now I live here with my husband and my two children. And I wake up every morning thanking God every day that I'm where I'm at. I love the U.S. I love our President Bush. If I could have voted, I would have voted for him, definitely. We watch the Fox News, and I enjoy
You broke up. You broke up, but we got the gist of what you're saying. That's what I want people, I need people to hear this, because, you see, the sophisticated element of America thinks that to just say, I thank God every day I'm an American, is uncouth. It's unsophisticated. It's actually happy. And there's something wrong with being happy in general and being happy about being an American specifically. I would like to know how many professors would stand up in front of a class at a college and say, you know, Thanksgiving is coming up, and I just would like to say to you, Happy Thanksgiving, have a wonderful day, and I want you to know from me personally, it's very meaningful because I am very thankful that I am an American. I would like to know what percentage of professors, I know 0% said it, or 0.1%, but what percent could even say it? If I offered them $100, would you say it? And I think that most professors would choke on those words. They would rather say, I believe that the vast majority of professors, and I'm counting every word carefully, hence the deliberate nature of my delivery. I believe that the vast majority of professors in the liberal arts, in other words, outside of the natural sciences, and I don't know how many in the natural sciences, could much more easily say, I am embarrassed by the sins of American history. In my being an American, I am more embarrassed than they could stand in front of a class and say, I wake up every day, as this woman from Jamaica said, and I thank God. Well, they don't believe in God. And I am thankful that I am an American. It's astonishing. Never has a country, never has a society supported so many people who do worthless work as so many professors do worthless work. Some do worthwhile work, but many do worthless work. Giving them so much benefit, so much honor, so much money, so much freedom, and then have contempt for the very place that does it. All righty, we got a lot to talk about on Thanksgiving. 1-8-PRAGER-776. We continue on this great day.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.